Psalm 20, a liturgy for the hour, before you know the outcome. Psalm 19 ended with a private plea, may the words of my mouth. New International Version. Psalm 20 opens the sanctuary doors and makes prayer public. This is not a lone saint journaling by lamplight. It is a people gathered, likely with smoke rising from a sacrifice, speaking over their king as he steps toward conflict. Western readers often miss how communal and covenant-shaped this is. Israel's king is not a celebrity or a distant official. He is a representative head. If he falls, they bleed. If he stands, they live. 1. May the Lord answer you, and then answer us. The psalm's first line names the day of trouble, Hebrew Yom Sarah, a phrase used for tight places, when life closes in like a narrowing pass. The repeated verb answer, ana, is not merely respond, but take up the case. This is courtroom language as much as battlefield language. Notice the subtle turn at the end. Lord, save the king, answer us. Psalm 29, New International Version. At first it is you, the king. By the end it is us, the people. The king's fate and the people's fate are woven together. That is the logic of covenant, and it is also the logic of the gospel. In Christ, the Anointed One, Mashiach, our life is hidden in a representative who cannot be defeated. See Colossians 3:3, Hebrews 7:25. 2. God remembers offerings, meaning he moves. May he remember all your sacrifices, Psalm 23. In Scripture, God's remembering, Zakar, is never mental recall, it is action. When God remembered Noah, the flood began to recede. When God remembered Rachel, the womb opened. Here, the king's offerings are not bribes, but embodied dependence, a refusal to march as if strength is self-made. There is a quiet rebuke here to polished, self-sufficient religion. Before strategy, Israel brings surrender. 3. Chariots, horses, and the spirituality of how. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. Psalm 27. Archaeology has shown how the chariot was ancient military prestige, high technology, status, speed. The psalm does not deny tools, it exposes worship. The question is not whether you have horses, but whether your heart kneels to them. There is a kind of victory that makes you smaller. Psalm 20 asks for a victory that makes God larger. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. Name is not a label, it is presence and character. And it is the God of Jacob, the limping, blessed survivor. The name you call on belongs to one who keeps covenant with the weak. Suggested cross-references. Isaiah 31:1, Zechariah 4:6, Psalm 33:16-20, 1 Timothy 2:1-2, Intercession for Leaders. John 17, the king praying before his battle. A hymn to carry today. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. A battle psalm disguised as a pilgrimage song. Prayer. Lord, in my day of trouble, strip me of impressive trust. Teach me to pray before I plan, to worship before I win. Remember your covenant in Christ, my true King. Let my help come from your sanctuary, and let my heart rise or fall only with your name. Amen.